Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I ended up buying some pizza from Pizza Luce. I've had 19 pieces.
It smells tremendous.
It's very
good.
You
must cut them really thin to have 19 with still about half the pie left.
So there's a bunch left. I asked Rusty if he wanted to bring it down to his fellow staff members.
Yes. The newsroom, the people that are the heart and soul, the backbone of this building.
Wow. Really?
I thought I could add a little bit.
That explains a lot.
That sounds about right.
Yeah? And what did Rusty say?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good. You do it. That's what he said.
Grabbed a slice for himself.
Everybody grabbed a slice for himself.
You like to take credit for everything, Chad, so I figured why not let you take credit?
There's never been anything more true said on CPL.
I just said, you take it down there.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And he said,
steal your chair, not going to steal your glory.
Yeah. Okay? Oh, yeah. This will be my glory moment.
Yeah, that's right.
The pizza. Yeah. So he says, no.
Pretty good.
But then he goes over and he goes, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rusty, is it possible you may finish it?
No. Mm-mm.
I did notice as I ran down there about 15 minutes ago to the newsroom that, I mean, you started the show talking about how hungry you are, how starving you are.
I did.
Famished.
I barely ate at home. Then I had, you know, $5,000 salad over here, which sounded good. And 5 minutes later, I was hungry.
What do I see in the newsroom? Box of donuts, little cake in there.
Those came from Jimmy in honor of Vanita's birthday, so now all the pressure's on Dan Cook for DeRush's birthday. I don't know if you heard, it's both of their birthdays. So that's how it works around here.
Nice. I thought they would offer it to us.
Well, it's there.
It's interesting. Not. Isn't it interesting on the newsroom?
Yeah.
Embargo that.
Yeah, interesting.
But then
it's sitting there.
Then we
embargo the pastries.
We then provided pizza,
mm-hmm.
and they'll have that. But I mean, at any point, did Rusty or – I mean, we got like 9 people in the newsroom today. 9.
It's Laura and me at the moment.
Yeah, but Al was in there earlier.
Oh, sure.
And so was Susie. So there were 4 people in there. Did any one of the 4? And when I walked through the newsroom – I don't know you, Harrigan. You really don't socialize. I walked through the newsroom. Hello, all. They may say, hey, just so you know, there's some extra donuts.
Yeah, some goodies over there.
Rusty, did that pop up?
No, I didn't pop.
No.
There's so many lines drawn in the sand around here. I'm getting lost. I don't even know where to go anymore.
Sharing is not a line that's drawn in any sand. Okay.
That's one of those things that you learn as a small child.
Yeah. It's, you know what it does? It ties back to our topic here of schools and discipline.
Touché. Mm-hmm.
There's a texter, Rusty Ray, underrated. Yeah. Underrated and enjoying his own.
I appreciate my wife listening this afternoon.
Yes. Underrated and enjoying his own pizza and saying, screw you to the rest of the newsroom. Yes. Okay, so we talked teachers, students, discipline. We had calls. We didn't get a chance to get to many of your texts. So let's jump in on some of those texts. My wife has been a teacher for over 25 years. Kindergarten. The 2 biggest changes support for teachers get from parents and the lack of para assistance for kids who need help. You know, because of Q, we became a part of the para community. And again, I felt like we were incredibly lucky where Q went to school. But I know the numbers at Q schools were very good for paras, and it's a rarity. It's among the issues that we have. And, you know, the special education funding, which is receiving a greater profile about bleeping time. teacher buy-in is,
because,
and again, I value those people who called in. I do think there is a lot of, well, it never was this way when my kids were younger. And I do think there are more kids now who are emboldened to be clowns than they used to be. I don't know by how much, but I feel like there are more. But to act like everybody in the 40s and 50s and 60s who were kids at the time, where they were angelic, they were perfect. They never spoke up. They never caused an issue. Or, by the way, now the kids who are in school in 2023, and all of them are clowns and disrespectful and don't care about discipline. Listen, Hunter's 27. Mike's 15. I've been around a lot of kids for a long time. The overwhelming number of kids that I see either at school or my kids' friends, they're pretty damn good. That doesn't mean all of them haven't screwed up at times, and sometimes egregiously. But we do a lot of broad generalizing about it was all great back then and it's terrible now, because there's a lot of kids right now who are pretty bleeping great. And it's a little too easy to generalize that they don't care about it. There are some who do. The majority still care.
Yeah, I think it's, as you said, it's very easy to generalize and say, well, back in my day, but you know, I coached baseball in high school for almost 20 years. I can probably count on one hand the amount of kids that were really a serious problem.
Yeah.
And
you dealt with a lot of kids.
I mean, you find kids that are, you know, a little annoying, or you're just going to push it a little bit. But the ones that are a serious, you know, okay, we need to have a serious talk about, you know, whether they need to be kicked off the team or suspended or whatever, it's a very small number.
More texts coming in. My brother retired early from teaching several years ago because of student attitudes. He called it entitlement. Kids just, more text here at 651-461-9226. Kids just reflect what is going on in society. More violence, less civility, no civics lessons in class that explain how to be a good citizen. So I hear this a lot too. We didn't have violence in the 60s. Like the 60s, maybe the most tumultuous decade over the last, in America alone, right? With civil rights, with unrest towards the war, with assassinations, with a push for equal treatment for women and what was going on. So the 60s, we had a lot of that, right? But then when we hear from the same people who say, oh, man, the kids were just perfect in the 60s.
Right.
So we have so many ways now to judge what kids are seeing on their social media platforms regarding excess violence. And I'm not saying that kids are never affected by this. And I'm holding my hand, my phone, and I'm on this thing constantly. And parents never should be afraid of setting up guidelines and hours for their phone, for their kid's phone, and saying, hey, by the way, this isn't a guarantee. You know, when we're having these issues at school, this is a parent talking, by the way, your phone is not an automatic. But we've had violence and examples, Dave, of abhorrent behavior forever. So I'm not going to deny, as I said, all the platforms you have to see it. But again, to blame everything that's going on now, and that's why kids are acting that way. It's some of it. I don't think it's as much as others. And I think people are playing the game and acting like, geez, when I went to school, my kids went to school again, it was perfect. Because guess what? They weren't. Or if they were, great. But regarding perfect, they were the rarity. And also, I'm getting the two-parent households. Sure. In a great, great world, you would grow up and you'd have mom and dad and you'd have 1, 2, 17 kids, whatever. Doesn't always work out that way. And sometimes when you have mom and dad and let's say the two kids, mom's a lousy mom or dad's a lousy. Or the parents are great. They're great. They buy in. And for whatever reason, child number two just isn't that good. Or the parents are awful and the kids are great. It's the nature versus nurture thing, which we can't completely quantify.
Yeah. Or, you know, the kid who was a good kid all of a sudden makes a couple friends who make bad decisions. They rub off on the kid. And I think, you know, at a certain age, you know who's going to influence a child more. It's their peers more than their parents.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that is an area where things are a little bit different. The ways, the numerous ways kids can communicate with their peers and maybe stir it up in that way versus, hey, the regular phone at the house. And by the way, if you're acting foolish, boom, yeah. You don't access
I think,
to that phone.
And you talk about violence in the 60s versus violence today. I think one of the big differences is, you know, in the 60s, you knew it was going on if you were a kid, if you were a middle school, high schooler. Perhaps you saw it on the news, but you know, that was pretty much it. I mean, I guess you could watch a movie, but, you know, I do think there is probably something to now it being readily available, whether it's on any TV station, social media.
And such different versions of it, too.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I've come around to the, you know, the video game argument. I don't know how much of an impact it has to be, but when you're a part of the violence, when you're allowed to be a part of it in playing a game, there's got to be an impact. And I'm not saying it's on every kid, but I'm sure on some kids it does.
But weren't there some kids, and I'm going to get to this Walls budget thing, but when we were watching in the 60s and 70s, all the cartoons where violence was happening, that could have an effect also. Now, the comeback to that is, hold on a second, hold my beer. Look at the graphics, look at the specifics, look at how lifelike it is now compared to others.
You were still passively watching it, though.
As opposed to being a participant.
Yes.
You know, and the level of that, yeah. And we also, regarding mental health, we still don't have enough individuals who can reach out to kids when mental health is a part of this. Mm-hmm. Compared to just you're being a jackass, you know. All right, appreciate a lot of text in this one. Governor Walz' budget and the checks. The size, you want me to talk Schuster here? The size of the budget. I looked it up again. The Pawlenty budget as he was leaving compared to the Walz budget now. It's just a little bit bigger. I'll tell you about that. And then do you want your, described by Tim Walz, by the way, Walz checks? I don't think any Republicans are calling the Walz checks. I don't think any Jensen voters. So the governor has called them after himself because he likes it. He's proposing them again. Is this what you want? Let's discuss when we come back. Clayton Davis, who's joined us a number of times before, who's outstanding on the Oscars. Mr. Davis is going to join us about 10, 12 minutes. I watched a little bit of it. I kind of like the announcements.
You get excited?
I was up. I was clicking. I was reading. I saw it.
Why do they do it in the morning?
They've always done it that way.
I know.
You want it in the evening? You want
it
prime
time?
It seems
like you could make a little prime time 60-minute, you know, half-hour show out of it.
That's a fair point.
You could get some viewers.
Well, Clayton was a huge part of it on ABC News.
Yes, big time.
So he's going to say, hey, I like it in the morning. I'm on national TV. And from national TV, he's on this dog and pony show. I'm reading a story, June 16th, 2009. Okay. This is the 2009 Tim Pawlenty budget. Okay. Governor Pawlenty announced Minnesota's largest ever budget cut Tuesday, reducing state aid to local governments, lowering health care funding, trimming state colleges' budgets, and in general, shrinking the size of the state government. Lawmakers a month ago passed a Pawlenty-signed budget that would have spent almost $36 billion the next 2 years. But remember, Republicans rejected a tax increase passed by the DFL. So guess what? It turned out to be $31 billion. $31 billion by Tim Pawlenty for a two-year budget in 2009. I read the Star Tribune today. More than 2.5 million Minnesota households received checks from the state, and some seniors would see lower taxes on their Social Security tax benefits under Tim Walz's $65.2 billion budget plan.
That's inflation. That's all that is.
That's just COVID?
Yeah.
It's just COVID.
Yeah.
14 years from 31 to 65 billion.
Supply chain.
It's Obama's fault.
That's right.
It's indefensible. It is indefensible. And I like a lot of things about our state. I live here. I like children. I like education. I like lakes. You know, I like water. I like roads.
Light rail?
I don't like light rail anymore. I told you the idea. It's the tow rope, man. It's the tow rope. We all brilliant. Just get in that tube and we latch on and boom, we're there. And it doesn't cost $2.7 billion. You know what? Bring an umbrella. You know, we'll set up. There'll be chairs. There won't even be a tube. Like, it'll be nice chairs. No way in hell should our budget go from $31 billion to $65 billion in 14 years. Come on. It is ridiculous. You in favor of this?
I mean, the question is, what's more true? The budget was too low with Pawlenty or too high with Walz? I don't know if we can answer that. It's probably a, you know, little column A, little column B for sure, but.
And Blois adds, by the way, we're seeing tax increases.
That's right.
Okay. I mean, you do not have to be some raging right-wing conservative to say, what the hell? $31 billion in 2009. Last time I checked, that's a pretty good pile. That's a pretty big – if your bag's $31 billion and you're our state, you're doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I get it's going to go up. I don't get how it has to more than double in 14 years. And where would it be at if we had Republican governors during that period? Not nearly as high, but there are a lot of automatic increases built in here. But this is just some fiscal sanity, because this is fiscal insanity. And there are no signs it's going to slow down. And I got it. I mean, there's a lot of good which happens. If it's $65 billion, it ought to be good perpetually forever. And I know there are a lot of other issues we still have. We still have so many people living check to check and homeless and income disparity and educational issues. You can't just keep increasing at this rate. You just can't do it. And then we also have the checks he wants to send you. So Walz suggested tax filers who make less than $75,000 should receive. No, no. This, where's the direct money again here? But again, it's the direct cash coming your way. Is this really how we want to do this? You know, I just don't think this is the way to go. How about we adjust our taxes? So the idea of another set of within this some tax increases, and I get there's plenty of COVID money. There's plenty of federal money in here. But the budget shouldn't be going up at this rate, and we should not be as highly taxed as we are, in my opinion. Now, you're more left of me. What do you think about that? You want the budget to keep going up this way?
No. No, I do not. No, that's, as you said, to more than double since 2009, it's insane. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'll take my walls check, though.
Would you rather have the walls check, or would you rather have permanent tax adjustments?
Tax adjustments, put it into roads or whatever. That would be my preference. But if they're going to send out the checks, fine. I'll cash it.
It's cash them. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. 33 past 2 here on CCO. Refundspro.com is a way, speaking of COVID, where you may be eligible for money. If you own a small to medium-sized business and you kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a significant cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. Who do you go with? You go with my friends, the experts at Refunds. That's with an S, refundspro.com. They specialize in cutting through red tape of qualifying for government program. And we've all dealt with too much red tape over the years, including with the government. It's cumbersome, to say the least. Why not cut through it? Most of these refunds are over $100,000. Even if your business received PPP funds, you may be eligible. No fees until you receive a refund. So if your business experienced some shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, and reduced revenue, you likely qualify. They've already helped so many businesses. How do you get started? It's free, and it's only a five-minute questionnaire. Again, it's refundspro.com. Remember, refunds with an S, pro.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.